You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love issues, etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This hymn is a favorite of many. God's Own Child, I gladly say. In fact, we just sang it for my dear mother's funeral. Takes on a added poignancy there, but it's a perfect, not just a baptismal hymn, but that makes it also a perfect funeral hymn as well. It's one of those hymns that really walks you through the entire scope and time of the Christian life. God's Own Child, I gladly say it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, stay tuned because we're going to be studying that hymn stanza by stanza and talking about a new children's book by that name, God's Own Child, I gladly say it, that is based entirely on that baptismal hymn. Joining us on this Monday afternoon, August the 29th, to study the hymn God's Own Child, I gladly say it, Pastor Robert Velker. He's pastor of Gethsemane Lutheran Church in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Pastor Velker, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Hi, good afternoon.
Also, Kirk Meyer, he is a church musician and owner and operator of Chloria Publishing. Kirk, welcome.
Thank you.
And Jonathan Mayer, who is sole proprietor of Skate Goat Studio, a Lutheran liturgical art studio. These three have produced a new children's book titled God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you, Todd.
A question for all of you. Pastor Velker first. A couple years back, we did a survey of our listeners, their favorite hymn, and kind of against our expectations, and I think some of our listeners as well, this hymn won hands down. Why do you think that is? Why is this proven to be such a popular hymn, Pastor?
I think it has an immediate appeal. It had immediate appeal to me when I first saw it in German, when I got together with one of my fellow pastors, Pastor Robert Bugbee. He was a fellow pastor in Minnesota, and he's now a president of Lutheran Church Canada. He showed it to me, and he said, this hymn is really well-loved in Germany, but it's never been translated into English that I know of. So I got to work on it, and as I unpacked the meaning of the verses, it just had an immediate appeal because it addresses, I think, a couple of issues that we face. We fear a lot of things. We've got enemies, and we're not exactly sure how to identify them. God's Word identifies them as sin and death and the devil. And the Catechism identifies them that way, too, in Luther's section on baptism. And the other thing I think that it really helps us, it helps us have words to address those enemies. And secondly, it also gives us an identity. I think kids today and grown-ups, too, have a question in their minds, who am I? And when you have this identity as God's own child, it helps you to stand up tall and stand up straight. Even though you don't succeed at everything, you still have this to back you up and speak for you. So I think those two issues, really our enemies and our identity, help people, it resonates with people a lot. It did with me when I first understood what the hymn was about.
Kirk, same question for you. Why do you think this has proven so popular?
I think one of the things I notice about this hymn in particular is that we have a number of baptismal hymns. This particular one addresses the whole life of the Christian. It serves just as well to sing at a baptism as it does at a funeral and everything in between. And so if you unfold each stanza really sings what the Christian can do, just as Luther said in the Catechism, how is it that we drown the old Adam with all its evil deeds and desires, and how does a new man daily emerge and arise to live in righteousness and purity forever? How do we do this? I think that's one of the allures of this hymn.
Jonathan, what are your thoughts on the popularity of this baptismal hymn?
I think, you know, it just has sort of everything you want from the entirety of the Christian faith kind of wrapped into these really simple, powerful verses. Our first experience with it, my wife and I, was at Bethany Lutheran College. They have it in the ELH hymnal. And, you know, the melody that goes along with it, too, is so simple yet so powerful. It's very easily picked up by children. All three of our children, we sang it at their baptism. They know it by heart. They could sing all the verses. So for me as a father and as a Christian, that's, I think, its appeal to me.
Jonathan, why is this hymn especially, and I think, Kirk, you can chime in on this one too, why is this especially suited for the kind of children's book that you guys have produced?
Like I said, because of its simplicity, its teachability, the fact that it's easily learned. And, you know, at first I thought there wasn't a whole lot of concrete imagery to grasp onto, but Kirk's strength, I think, as an art director for this project was to find the narrative in this and apply it to the whole Christian's life as opposed to just a one-time event that happened so long ago that most of us can't remember it. It makes it more concrete and memorable and, I think, applicable.
What are your thoughts, Kirk?
Yes, I think when I approached this, I knew I wanted to make children's books that had hymns that were sound Lutheran hymns. And this was, I knew, one of the most popular hymns, but as Jonathan mentioned, at first I wasn't sure how do you illustrate it. One of the troubles with hymns, I think, is that they already have such strong words and imagery to evoke these things in our minds, and it can be a real challenge to illustrate them. But as I laid it out, we were just able to really have this, the hymn just drips with sound Lutheran theology, and as you mentioned, there's things we might think of as children's hymns, and then there's something like this. It says, God's own child, I gladly say it, and yet it has, as Jonathan mentioned, really the fullness of our belief in these five verses. And so for parents to be able to look through these pictures and read the words or sing it with their children, that's really what we wanted to provide.
Pastor Volker, we're going to be listening to the hymn stanza by stanza here in the course of our conversation. What would you have us listen for in the first stanza of God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It?
Well, I think the thing that it draws a strong connection between baptism and the cross. How that's the one of the most valuable things, or the most valuable thing that you can have as a human being, is to have the treasures in the gift of baptism.
God's own child, I gladly say it, I am baptized into Christ. He, because I could not pay it, gave my full redemption price. Do I need earth's treasures many? I have one worth more than any. That brought me salvation free, lasting to eternity.
God's own child, I gladly say it, I am baptized into Christ. He, because I could not pay it, gave my full redemption price. Do I need earth's treasures many? I have one worth more than any, that brought me salvation free, lasting to eternity.
If you would, Jonathan, talk a little bit about this stanza to kick off the discussion.
The connection between the baptismal font and the cross was really important. So we wanted to tie that in with the illustrations. So we have the font and the altar in the background. We want it to be a very typical Lutheran sacramental church. And, you know, there's a crucifix over the altar. So that ties into, you know, Jesus giving our our full redemption price. One of the things that occurred to me at some point in planning the illustrations was to not just put the cross in wherever it was mentioned, but to be able to have at least one cross appear in every illustration. So that could be that constant reminder. And, it, you know, in the second part of the verse, do I need earth's treasures many? I have one worth more than any. The child is sitting in a room full of toys and things that, you know, a young toddler might have. And he's built a cross out of his building blocks. And he's also looking at his baptismal certificate. So one of the things that we were trying to do is show how children will think about this, their baptism, ongoing as, you know, the most important thing that they have.
Kirk, what are your thoughts on this stanza?
It's really important as we go through that we keep baptism tied to Christ and what he's done for us. And that's exactly what this stanza does for us.
When we come back in the next segment of Issues, Etc., we're going to hear the second stanza of the hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. Sin disturb my soul no longer. I am baptized into Christ. I have comfort even stronger. Jesus' cleansing sacrifice. Should a guilty conscience seize me, since my baptism did release me in a dear forgiving flood, sprinkling me with Jesus' blood. We'll hear that stanza and talk about it on the other side of the break. Pastor Robert Velker is our guest, along with Kirk Meyer and Jonathan Meyer. Together they produced the book, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It.
Does your confessional Lutheran nonprofit or church need a new website? Let WordSites help you for free. WordSites is a volunteer-led group of technology and marketing gurus who have come together to help their fellow Lutherans. With the support of an effective website, you can clearly proclaim Christ and Him crucified to the digital world that we live in. To submit your organization for consideration or to learn more, visit WordSites.org. WordSites, your confessional Lutheran website, reformed.
Confessional, liturgical, sacramental. Lutheran Church of the Redeemer is located in Columbus, Georgia, right next to Fort Benning, Georgia, off of Exit 7 on I-185. Come receive our Lord Jesus' gifts of forgiveness and grace every Sunday in the Divine Service. For more information, visit our website, RedeemerColumbusGA.org.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
Sacramental, historical, liturgical. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Our school is committed to authentic Lutheranism, the entire Book of Concord, and indeed to authentic Lutheranism as it has continued to be confessed and practiced through the centuries right up into our own time.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie, chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're committed then to biblical, confessional Christianity and Lutheranism and applying it to the world of today in as effective a way as we can.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Pastor Velker, what would you say of this second stanza?
Well, this is how you use baptism on a daily basis. Our consciences are bothered by the things that we do, the mistakes that we make, the times we get corrected, and the times we get see our failings. And going to something outside of our conscience, outside of our heart, something that happened to us when God's hand touched us, in those waters is something that you can use all the time. You can wash yourself in baptism every day. And I think children feel guilty, adults feel guilty, but our guilt is washed away by Jesus' blood. And that reminder there is a very personal one and a very objective one.
Kirk, the book depicts kind of in little vignettes the child that's followed throughout the course of this book, encountering all kinds of and committing all kinds of sins. And then I take it at nighttime, making confession of those sins. Talk about the importance of that image.
Yes, I mean, the idea was, as well as possible, to illustrate the different sins that a child might commit. And then, yes, at the bedside, perhaps he had just made the sign of the cross to remember his baptism and then confessing his sins in prayer. And then we have the cross with Jesus on it above his bed to remind us where that forgiveness was won for us.
The third stanza of this hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. Satan, hear this proclamation. I am baptized into Christ. Drop your ugly accusation. I am not so soon enticed. Now that to the font I've traveled, all your might has come unraveled, and against your tyranny, God my Lord unites with me.
Satan, hear this
That's the third stanza of God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. Jonathan, talk a little bit about how, in conjunction with this address to Satan, which is not kind of an unusual thing to do in a hymn, but I think makes this one of the more powerful stanzas of the entire hymn, there's an illustration of simply a family sitting in church listening to the proclamation of God's Word.
Yeah, well, I think the idea here was Kirk's idea, and maybe it doesn't necessarily come through explicitly in the illustration, but the starting point was, you know, a young couple, perhaps in college, attending a chapel service. College being, of course, a time when we face all kinds of changes, all kinds of new temptations, and that being an important formative part of our lives as Christians. So, yeah, the regular hearing of the word and using this baptism as a tool, you know, to wield against Satan was kind of what we were going for with this verse.
Pastor Velker, talk about the addressing Satan directly in this stanza.
Yeah, I had a couple of people question that, and I followed the lead of the poet Edmund Neumeister, who in the 1700s used Satan's name to start the third stanza of the hymn. I don't like to yell at Satan, but if I was going to do that, I would certainly want God behind me, standing right behind me and holding my hand as I do so. One pastor compares it to a kid standing up to a bully because he knows he's got the administrative staff and his parents behind him, and standing up to that bully, it gives a person confidence. And the kind of confidence we have to actually speak to Satan and say, "Get lost. Get thee behind me, Satan," as Jesus said one time. And we have to face those temptations. And it's a reality for a baptized Christian that they have some power behind their words that they say to Satan, "Get out of here." Luther liked to say that a hymn has the power to chase the devil away. And it's happened to me sometimes when the devil gets on my conscience and my back and makes me feel kind of awful. A hymn has picked me up, and it did it with a power that I didn't have. It just is the truth, and the truth sets you free from Satan's tyranny.
The next stanza is addressed not to Satan, but to death. Stanza 4, "Death, you cannot end my gladness. I am baptized into Christ. When I die, I leave all sadness to inherit paradise. Though I lie in dust and ashes, faith's assurance brightly flashes. Baptism has the strength divine to make life immortal mine."
Death, you cannot end my gladness. I am baptized into Christ. When I die, I leave all sadness to inherit paradise. Though I lie in dust and ashes, faith's assurance brightly flashes. Baptism has a strength divine to make life immortal mine.
Kirk, this particular illustration of this, that it opens this stanza, is not one you're going to find in many children's books. The scene of a funeral replete with palled casket. Talk about that.
As I laid out the illustrations, having the pall on there was something I specifically requested as a symbol of baptism. Here the boy and his father and his wife and daughter are attending the funeral of his mother. And it's in the same church, and to show that connection from baptism all the way through death, so that our faith in Christ has indeed delivered us from sadness, from death, to inherit paradise. One of the things I wanted to do is have a book that showed pictures that children might actually encounter that in church, and that parents would be able to talk with their children about different topics as they read through. And so I felt it was really important. This hymn talks about death in two stanzas, and so I thought it was really important to have this image in here so that parents could talk to their children about it.
Pastor Velker, talk about the conversation that would inevitably arise, especially with kids who are getting a little older, in conjunction with this stanza that deals very starkly and realistically with the fact of death.
Yeah, you have to be honest with kids. They pick up on reality pretty easily. When somebody dies, you can tell them that they're within heaven with Jesus. And this is so important. It keeps the joy alive. Sometimes people feel like it's all over once death has arrived. There's a story I want to tell, and it's shared by Pastor David Fleming at his church in Grand Rapids. There was a boy named Brandon who was in school, and they taught this hymn in school, and he liked it so much he sang it all summer during his summer vacation. And at the end of the summer, he was killed by a reckless driver at that age. And his parents put those words on his tombstone. And that's when I realized that this hymn has some power to comfort even parents that lose a child, because baptism reaches all the way back to that very first day when they go to the font, and it goes all the way to eternity, and it makes our lives eternal. They're not just temporary, but they're eternal. When Pastor Fleming shared that story in a devotional book, I haven't really talked to him about it, but he said that those words give comfort to us who mourn and to who are headed to our own graves. So it's both helpful to a family and helpful to an individual.
Pastor Robert Velker is our guest, along with Kirk Meyer and Jonathan Meyer. We're studying the hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. Kirk and Jonathan also teach for Wittenberg Academy, a completely online Lutheran school delivering quality classical education. You can find out more at wittenbergacademy.org. Classes are starting soon, wittenbergacademy.org. When we come back, we'll be looking at the final stanza of the hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. There is nothing worth comparing to this lifelong comfort, sure. Open-eyed, my grave is staring. Even there, I'll sleep secure. Though my flesh awaits its raising, still my soul continues praising. I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise. We'll be right back. At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy. 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
The Faith Once for All Delivered to the Saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
There is nothing worth comparing to this lifelong comfort, sure. Open-eyed, my grave is staring, even there I sleep secure.
Pastor Volker, why is it just absolutely vital that we not end with stanza four, but that we go on to speak confidently, boldly, as it says, comfort sure of the resurrection.
Well, we aren't just here for this life. We're here for eternity. And Jesus didn't come down just to share our life with us, but so that we can share his life with him. And so being a child of paradise is the real purpose for baptism. And it gives us the confidence that there's something beyond the grave. There's something the grave cannot end, that the grave cannot halt or destroy, because Jesus gave us that. And he's the author of life, and he's the firstborn of the dead. So we're going to join him forever in heaven, and that is the best part about baptism to me, that I get to be with my Lord. Even though I'm a sinner and daily sin a lot, I have Jesus as my Savior today and tomorrow and forever.
Kirk, a pretty daunting task for the final illustration is to try and show children what it means to be a child of paradise. What choice did you make there?
It was an extra challenge because it talks about our souls praising before we're reunited with our bodies. And in the end, I went with the imagery of Revelation with the Lamb on the throne and the great white multitude praising. And so that's the image we have, and I think it's a real fitting close to the hymn and to the book.
What are your thoughts on this final stanza, Jonathan?
It was, I think, really important to show how, as Christians, you know, we don't just teach children how to live. I mean, really, we're teaching them how to die also. I've heard many pastors talk about that, and that's the beauty of our Lutheran hymnody, is we teach them how to prepare for this their whole life. Not because it's the end, but because that's when our reunion with Christ actually begins. So that's foreshadowed in the first illustration for that stanza, when the man who's old now, who began at the beginning of the book as a boy, he has a paper crown on his lap that presumably his grandson made for him, foreshadowing, of course, the crown of life that he'll have in heaven. So that was, you know, and for me, it's always very challenging to try and picture what heaven looks like. We try to fight stereotypes of angels floating around on puffy clouds and things like that. But, you know, to kind of ground it in reality, and that's hard to do once we're, you know, when you're referring to Revelation with such fantastic imagery. But, you know, again, I think it's important for kids to learn the realities of Scripture, you know, where death is just a sleep, and that when we die, we're eventually reunited with Christ, which is the goal of our entire lives.
Some final questions. Kirk, why does this children's book take us through the entire life of a Christian?
It kind of feels like if you just read through the hymn, it kind of feels like it's taking you through the life of a Christian. And that was something I didn't come out to me as strongly until I sat down and tried to actually storyboard this hymn, was just kind of a progression and how there's that repetition in each stanza that I am baptized into Christ, and yet there's this progression so that ultimately this book, just as the hymn does, it takes us from the beginning of our life, our spiritual life, baptism, and takes us all the way to the end, our crown of life in heaven.
Jonathan, how can a book like God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, benefit a Christian parent and their children?
Well, I think it would benefit them immensely because, as we mentioned, you know, it really teaches the entirety of the Christian faith. You have baptism and the sacraments, you have the atonement, you have justification and sanctification. You know, it's all kind of wrapped into this very powerful but very simple language. It's similar to the catechism in that respect. It almost seems like it's written for teaching, that it's written for children to learn it and to keep it close to their heart and to revisit it often. That was, I think, one of the the goals, and something that I hope that we accomplished with that is to make it accessible, you know, not just as a hymn, but to make it learnable on a different level. You know, the hymn text together with the music, together with the illustrations, really becomes, I think, a neat little teaching tool that, you know, a family can gather around, say, in the evening before they go to bed, or, you know, before they say the prayers.
Pastor Velker, same question for you. How does this benefit Christian parents and their children?
I think that Christian parents and godparents and grandparents need to talk about baptism with the young children that they encounter, especially the ones that are in their families. And because kids imprint on what we think is important. If we think money is important, it'll show, and the kids will get that idea, even if we don't talk about money very much. If we show them, if we, you know, get a book about baptism and we read it to them, if we read the Bible with them, if we sing hymns with them, they'll get the idea that this is an important thing, and they'll cherish it because they realize how valuable it is to their parents and how valuable it is to them. It's the best gift you can give your child to bring them to the font. There's nothing like it in the whole wide world. With the exception of teaching them what that trip to the font means. So they have a cognizance of it and a faith that understands what they were given, the faith that they were given in their baptism. They start to understand it and believe with their heart and mind and soul together. So it's a formative process that goes from bringing the child to the font and then bringing them to church, Sunday school, and then walking with them as a Christian through your whole life long. And then you become the one who can help another child or grandchild to do that later in life.
Folks, you can find out more about this new children's book, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand or call Gloria Publishing, their toll-free number, 877-755-6742. That's 877-755-6742. Jonathan Mayer is sole proprietor of Scapegoat Studio, a Lutheran liturgical art studio. Jonathan, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Pastor Robert Velker is pastor of Gethsemane Lutheran Church in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Pastor Velker, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for talking to us.
And Kirk Meyer is a church musician and owner and operator of Gloria Publishing. Kirk, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
In hour two of Issues, etc., we'll be looking forward to Sunday morning, according to the 3-year lectionary, looking at Luke 14, where Jesus talks about the cost of discipleship with Dr. Carl Fikencher. It is a lifelong comfort, sure, that is, from the time of baptism, the very first word spoken in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There we are sealed as God's own children through the blood of Jesus Christ for eternity and for the resurrection. I'm Todd Wilkin, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. in 5 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois, and Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and spiritual growth to develop Christian leaders for tomorrow. We provide a Christ-focused alternative to public high schools. Many of our students receive tuition assistance. To help us provide tuition assistance to more students, go to melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.